It looked like it might get out of hand early. In the end, the final result may have made it look closer than it was, as the Sioux Greyhounds beat the Sudbury Wolves 4-2 in Ontario Hockey League action in Sudbury on Sunday afternoon. The Greyhounds scored a pair of goals in the opening minute of the game and would ultimately outshoot the Wolves 51-28 in the contest. While he wouldn't say the team was dominant in the win, Greyhounds coach John Dean said, "For the most part for the overall game, we played pretty well. Sudbury had a great pushback in the first period, and credit to them for coming back with those two goals," Dean said. "I really enjoyed our second period, and in the third period, there were spurts where we gave up too many chances, but for the most part, I'm not going to say we were dominant, but I do like our 60 minutes. As well as the Greyhounds played in the victory, the penalty kill was a major factor as well for the visitors. The Greyhounds killed off 6 Sudbury power plays in the game. The penalty kill was huge today," Dean said. "Guys paid the price. We had 200-foot clears. They were blocking shots and getting in lanes. I was rolling 7 different players on the PK, which is also great." Forward Rory Cairns, who was among the penalty killers rolled out by Dean, said he feels the team is getting better every game, while shorthanded. "We're starting to see the results," Cairns said. "It's been 2 of 3 games in a row that we've kept the power play goals against to 0, so we're coming along. We want to be one of the best penalty killing teams in the second half." Calvin Watson opened the scoring just 23 seconds in, beating Sudbury goaltender Jonathan Lemaire on a rebound after the Wolves netminder made an initial stop on Cairns on the play. Just 23 seconds later, Justin Cloutier made it 2-0 when he scored on a rebound after Tanner Dickinson was stopped from the right faceoff circle. The Wolves got on the board at 11:14 of the opening period when Nick DeGrazia beat Greyhound starter Tucker Tynan with a backhand to the glove side. Kocha Delic tied the game for the Wolves at 17:59 of the first period when he took a shot from the left faceoff circle through Greyhounds defenseman Luke Brzustowski, beating Tynan 5-hole on the play. The Greyhounds took the lead in the second period when Rory Cairns beat Lemaire with a shot from the left circle glove side at 9:07. With 5:26 to go in regulation time, Cairns gave the Greyhounds some insurance, beating Lemaire with a sharp angle shot from the left circle. The Wolves thought they had cut the Greyhounds' lead back down to 1 with 2:32 to go in the third, but Jack Thompson's wraparound goal was waved off after a video review. Cairns finished the day with 3 points thanks to a pair of goals and an assist in the victory. "A lot of his shooting ability is his IQ," Dean said of the Calgary Flames prospect. "He snaps the puck exceptionally well, but he knows when to hang onto it for that extra split second to mess with the goalie a bit. He knows how to be deceptive. He's got an excellent shot and he knows where to place it. He has purpose in everything that he does. These things don't happen by accident with Cairnsy." With Cairns and Ty Cartai having played together throughout the season on a line, Calvin Watson was added to the line upon his return from a broken wrist after the Christmas break, and the trio has found some chemistry early on. "It's awesome," Watson said of playing with Cairns and Cartai. "Cairns can find you all over the ice and Cartai's a powerhouse. It's awesome playing with them. Me and Carts have been playing together for pretty much the whole year and I'm really familiar with him, and Wattie adds a skilled player to the mix," Cairns said of the trio. Dean said Watson played Sunday's game, firing on all cylinders. "He scores a great goal, but he did a lot of other good things," Dean added. "He had a lot of good exits out of our zone, a lot of good pace moving his feet. He had a lot of good entries. He's been a great addition to that line." Dickinson and Robert Kalisti assisted on a pair of goals each for the Greyhounds. Tynan stopped 25 shots for the Greyhounds. Lemaire, who stopped 18 shots in the opening period despite giving up the early goals, made 47 saves overall for the Wolves. The win improves the Greyhounds' record to 1-7-1-0-2-0 and moves the team 4 points ahead of the Windsor Spitfires atop the OHL's West Division standings. The two clubs return to action on Tuesday night when they meet again in Sudbury in 1 of 3 rescheduled games between the two teams. After the game in Sudbury on Tuesday, the Greyhounds will return home for a stretch of 4 consecutive games at home that includes a pair of games against the Windsor Spitfires on January 7th and January 8th before facing the Owen Sound Attack in games on January 15th and January 16th.